The two couples huddled together on the beach, their shoulders hunched against the wind as colorless waves chased each other onto the sand. They had just arrived, inside the small hotel a block away. Their weekend bags lay unopened on their beds. 10 minutes ago, Laurel had rapped at her friend's door. "Alice, you guys in there? Want to walk down to the beach with us?" In fact, Alice hardly counted as a friend. Laurel knew her only from the biology lab on campus, where both worked as assistants, cleaning test tubes and preparing slides. But Laurel had needed her for this weekend. She told her husband, Len, that this weekend getaway was Alice's idea. Had convinced him to come along only by arguing how rude it would be of them to refuse. Len had thought only of the practicalities, the expense, the babysitter, the weekend he would miss with his beloved daughter. He didn't understand how much Laurel needed this. 2 precious days to feel like herself again, without her 2-year-old daughter clinging to her legs or nattering on at her from the moment she awoke. And now they were here, at last. The sky above them another sea of gray. The afternoon sun, a hazy brightness behind the clouds. Laurel peeked at Alice's husband. She'd never met Michael before today. He was tall and small-waisted, with sand-colored hair and gray eyes, the color of the sea. He caught her looking and gave her a good-natured smile. "Brr," he said, putting his arm around Alice and pulling her against his side.
"Whose idea was this, anyway?"
Laurel's eyes shot to Alice's face, worried she would give her away. But it didn't matter now. They were here. The off-season rate for their room paid for in advance on the 1 credit card they kept for emergencies. That morning, while Len had read books with Jesse on the couch, Laurel had thrown her graying, milk-stained bra into the hamper and excavated a black lacy thing from the bottom of her underwear drawer. Now, she could feel the underwire pushing uncomfortably against her breasts, and she resisted the urge to reach back and unfasten the clasp. Instead, she gave Michael a small, open-mouthed smile. "Oh, come on. It's not that cold." Sucking in her breath, she broke away from Len's side and bent down to pull off her shoes. "Laurel, please," Len said, rolling his eyes. "Don't be silly. It's freezing." Laurel caught Michael's eye. "You want to come?"
"Are you nuts?"
"Laurel," Len said, "don't. It's way too cold." He held out his arm then, for her to come back to him, and for a moment, she was tempted. It would be so easy to slip back into the warmth of his side, to let herself be quieted. But it was not quiet that she wanted. She raised her eyes to the gray slate of the ocean and undid the button on her jeans. Beneath her clothes, the monotony of her life clung to her like a film on her skin. "That baby's gonna strip your youth right off you," her mother Pearl had said dryly, 2.5 years ago, when Laurel had first told her she was pregnant. "You mark my words." But her mother had been wrong. Having a baby hadn't stripped youth from her. It had simply buried it in a vicious layer that Laurel could not scrape away, no matter what she did. No, she hadn't come here to stand mutely in the wind, safely tucked away beneath her husband's arm. She'd come to scour herself clean, to peel away the gauzy membrane that the last 2 years of motherhood had swathed her in. That was why she'd cajoled and pleaded for this weekend at the beach without her daughter. She didn't plan to waste a minute.